You gotta come with more energy.
No, that's actually not bad.
Hey!
You've been listening. I know you have.
To past episodes of
Rob and Todd.
Todd, with some good news.
Yeah! Me, as a part of cast and crew of Atlantis Rocks, which I know you've watched on YouTube already. I know you have.
150,000 views in 3 months.
Yeah, but roughly.
Okay, there's some of the characters I'd like to change their appearance. Now, I'm not in charge of that yet. But the concept's good, though.
It's something to build upon, and that's what we're trying to find someone who's willing and able to help us do, basically, is build upon it and to make a first season, and then hopefully that'll lead to a second, third, and so forth.
I did see where they put your name in the credits, so that was nice this time.
I'm a staff writer. It's official credits. It's a union project.
Is it an underwater trailer park, but they go into the city, or what's going on?
Yeah. Fleming, basically, is a guy who is overworked and underpaid, and he's kind of tired of it. There is a political tie-in to it, and that's part of the development to build upon if we're granted a first season by someone willing and able. But it's him moving up and escalating in life.
I also went back and watched the Final Space trailer.
Yes.
Just because that's, truth be told, what's funding this new venture.
In many ways, yes. It's definitely provided a plateau to launch it from if there's opportunity there for Atlantis Rocks. And here recently, there has been. We got invited to the LA Film Fest in May. And that's kind of exciting. From what I'm told, that's like a red carpet deal. Now, I'm also told I don't have to dress up from head to toe. It's not like the Academy Awards. But, you know, nice collared shirt, maybe some jeans with no stains or minimal stains.
I got a big casual straw hat you can borrow.
I'll be open to that. Of course, I'll be flying. It'll have to be in my check bag.
You got another project that's kind of more secretive?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what it is, but
well, it's I'm going to Austin. Actually, I'm going to Brady, Texas, but while there, I'm going to spend a few days in Austin.
My question is that one animated?
No.
Okay.
That's going to be live action, actually filmed. It's going to be in the heart of Texas in the middle of nowhere. A lot can happen in the middle of nowhere, Rob. And a lot does.
And that's checking in with Todd's writing career.
Ah! Super excited. Photos, I'm sure, are going to come. But yeah, I've already booked my flight. Flying direct.
Bill said a hailstorm might be coming in. We should probably pull our cars inside.
All right.
Let's talk about tariffs real quick.
Okay.
We got like a minute, which is about all it's going to take.
Awesome.
Tariff talk.
With Rob.
Try to respond like semi...
serious?
Yeah. Without worrying if our president is a mastermind genius or an idiot, the tariffs.
A lot of people aren't considering the repercussion of China is communist. They're oppressive. These Apple factories have nets outside their windows. Why? Because that way you can't jump out a window and kill yourself. The companies are there to produce a product. The business is there because the state wants the money and they exploit their people like pawns to get that money because it's all for the betterment of the state. Go communism. Anyway, if you bring that job, that work, here to the United States where people have rights and a livable wage, supposedly, and, you know, hopefully the attitude of most business practices here affording a decent lifestyle, expect your iPhone to go up tenfold, not because of any tax, not because of any bureaucracy, just simple economics on what it costs to make something like that here in America. Because I've made this point earlier, but I think it falls on deaf ears because people just don't like it. But capitalism has always worked best throughout history, always expanded empires like the United States through exploited labor. We used to do it with slaves. Then it became the South working force. Then it became Mexico. And now it's China. Capitalism needs that labor, but at what cost?
Okay. I like the direction you went with that.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, is it will at least bring some sort of job to America. Will it be a good job? No, because we're replacing that slave labor. And even if we're paid a little more than they were in China, it's not going to be a great job. They still might need nets in the window.
Yeah.
But what if we don't have that jobs? Because as AI is ramping up on a fever pitch.
Well, especially with a big investment like Trump announced.
There won't be any jobs.
Right. Well, I mean, there won't be manufacturing.
It might be good to have some job, but is it? What do you think?
Well, I don't get his rationale. He wants these jobs that can easily be replaced by AI or robotics by the next generation, technologically speaking, back here in the United States. That's not the investment we need to focus on. Fuck manufacturing. That's in the old world. This is the new. The new is going to be about technology. And honestly, when he mentioned the investment AI, it's just like, okay, someone's going to do it. Better us than China, better us than Russia, although now I'm starting to see blurred lines there. But it's just, manufacturing is not the future.
If we bring in jobs, you're saying it's an interim solution at best.
Well, it appeases rhetoric that I don't think people realize the consequences of. You bring in, putting little tiny screws into an iPhone, and you bring insurance to that job, you bring a livable wage or something relative to that job, it's going to cut, that money, extra money is going to come somewhere. Doesn't come from China. This is the kind of shit I sleep to every night.
You're always chasing storms so you can get a little sleep in?
I got a Google, speaker or whatever, and, it'll sometimes play rain, whatever I want it to, really. But, it's thunderstorms in the distance, sometimes trains.
I saw the real-life Twister documentary about Joplin, Missouri. It's not totally life-changing to watch it, but it's interesting.
Yeah,
they had winds of 200 miles an hour. Back to tariffs, the markets are whipsawing even when Trump was holding his ground. And now that he's whipsawing, now we got dueling whipsaws.
Well, I mean, we're on the cusp of recession, which is the real reason why it backed down. Someone got through to him and be like, dude, I know you're not eligible for a third term, but even if you were, you wouldn't get it right now. Not even from the people you know personally. You don't wipe out trillions of dollars in a matter of days, and that's a good way to wind up on people's shit list. And if you're poor, some people's death list.
When Garth Brooks says, "And the thunder rolls," that is some rolling thunder. That's some stuff to think about on tariffs, because we really don't want to deep dive into it. It will bring some jobs, intermediate term solution, because we need a sustainable model.
Well, those jobs will be obsolete. So what's the point of striving so hard at putting our economy and our savings and people's retirements at risk over, I want to make Nike shoes here. It's just with the volatility, it's going to affect our retirement in the sense of the last time the stock market crashed, it took 8 years to recover fully. That means that's 8 years some people had to work longer than what they financially.
Yeah, if you're close to retirement, it's a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Well, even if it takes 8 years to recover, it also assumes that if you're going to really reap the benefit of that, you have to be able to contribute during that 8 years.
My windows are down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is raining. Take 8 years to recover a ruined window switch. Call of Duty? I mean, those kids are vulgar and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, weren't we? I was.
We would have been had we had the same access. I wouldn't have been, personally,
yeah,
at that age, but
I remember playing Hammy. Halo with Hammy, actually. He went by DJ Decibel at the time.
Coming up, we got an interview with Death. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Death, what's happening?
What's going on? It's good to be here.
Busy week.
Oh, you can say that. That's right. I took down the Pope, and it was dope. That's Death, y'all.
How big of a Pope Death high are you on right now?
Man, I can't even feel my face right now, and I'm Death, you know? Ah, I feel so messed up, it's like I got skin again. About as high as, like, billionaires get thinking they're astronauts. It's just right now, it's all about that Pope. Oh, he's out of the hospital? He's like, yeah, man, got one lung and I'm still chugging. I was like, happy Easter. So come out.
Hey!
Fatality.
Congratulations, I guess.
Hey!
You know any Catholic words that start with D other than diocese and now the newly acquired death?
No. No.
I'm not calling you dumb, but starts with a D.
I know it's kind of ironic, but, like, I'm deaf and all, and I should know about these sorts of things, but I haven't brushed up on my Catholicism in, like, 600 years. It's one of these things you take in high school, like, when am I ever going to use this? I'm deaf. I've been around for a while, and I went to high school. These are facts.
All right. More with Death later, maybe.
What's up? What's up? It's D-Man, and you're chilling with Robin Todd on Stone City Limits.
In the comments section, guys were like, a 6 acts like a 10 or thinks she's a 10 anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just because of all the attention they get. Women kind of have the upper hand on guys with that. It just is what it is. Now, not once you're in your 60s, but
let me put it this way. Your audience changes once you're in your 60s. Fair to say? I mean, there's people getting laid all over Florida. Trust me, I just came back from there.
It's that is true. I saw a documentary on the big nursing home. What's it called?
The Villages? Is it the Villages? The Villas? The Villages?
Something like that.
Yeah.
They're kind of getting it in down there. You're right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, supposedly, for the East
Coast.
STDs
are bad.
Yeah. You read the same art, or maybe I watched the documentary and had a fever dream. I don't know.
I got to do shout-outs. Shout-out the Villages.
I'm sorry, is it past 6? You're waking people up, Rob. Hashtag Villa STDs. Hashtag awareness. Hashtag who cares when you're 80.
If you've ever worked in the nursing home, there is some nasty stuff going on. It's a mix of disease and just old age rot.
Oh God, man, don't say but that. You make it sound so much.
But it's hard to determine the difference sometimes.
Oh yeah. You know, that's where the experience comes in.
All right, little break and we'll come back. Hey, Death, I got a loaded question.
So?
What are all the midget funeral homes going to do when they have to replace their fleets of PT Cruisers? Because they're not making PT Cruisers anymore.
I visited Chrysler a while back. You know the rest.
D-Boy, this is Death, your boy.
You know, one thing I always wondered, when a midget dies, do you still got to pay full price at the funeral home? You're technically...
Is that like kids' tennis shoes? If you buy Jordans, they're still just as expensive in a kid's 4 as an adult 12.
Actually, I didn't know that. Because I'm deaf. I ain't got no flesh. I just rock my bones. Jordans are dope, though.
Hey!
When they say a woman's a 10, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Obviously, personality and what's on the inside.
If you had to use every increment, meaning you had to use 10...
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather a 10 or 2 5s? Or a 6 and a 4 or whatever.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You could have 5 2s, but... I mean, hammy.
5 2s. I guess that, you know, that'd be hammy's kind of... I see hammy being like, well, you get more. Or 10 1s. You know, and I'm like, yeah, but there's a reason for that, hams.
He'd be in heaven, figuratively speaking.
Just like the Pope. We presume.
Did you answer?
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, if it's a 10, that's all I need, right?
If you had to split it into two, what would your split be?
That's if I had to,
that's
wow.
That's a toughie.
Wow. How about a 4.3 and a 6.7?
Your math's off.
Oh, fuck.
And a 5.7.
5.7. You know what? No, I want a little bit more. Not to equal a 10 exactly. But no, 110. Because that just makes sense. Because everything else you're making a compromise on. Because even if you get a 9, you still have to have a 1. It's like,
We're basically talking about looks or attractiveness, let's say.
No. But I'm actually talking about what's on the inside and personality. That'll take years to actually find out, though. Looks is kind of instant. Usually on a first date, looks kind of hits.
You've been listening. I know you have.
To death! Yeah, it's your boy!
Hey!
Your sister said anything about me? She looking all right?